What about an outdoor toilet? Obviously, you didn't have that in the city here.
Outhouse is what they use a cow. And, you know, the places that I've been, that... It seemed like for a second, but I heard something... Cabo. That's a term that I've heard. I don't know whether it was just local to... the Boy Scout camp that was out here in Augusta. But the outhouses at the Boy Scout camp, and this was back, say, 1951, around there, were referred to as the Cabos. I have no idea of the spelling or anything like that, but that's how it was pronounced, Cabos. They were not referred to as the Privy or the Jakes or anything like that, unfortunately.
Well, you mentioned that Privy and Jakes. Do you have other names for, that you know of? I mean, normally you say it'd be referred to as the outhouse, but but then you know other names, the Cairo, the Privy, the Jakes. Mm-hmm. Any others you can think of?
I don't know that I could possibly hear a name and recognize it immediately, but then I cannot think
it's
of any.
It's not something that you would necessarily use. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Now, this next bunch of questions here is, I can tell you this, maybe I shouldn't tell you, but they're sort of unrelated to everything that we've talked about. But I guess I'm supposed to ask you here anyway. Let me see. If you were having lots of troubles, and you were telling me about them, you might say, leave it blank and troubles too. What would you put in there?
Would you give me that again?
Okay, I'm giving you a frame here.
Okay, give me the frame of the blank again.
Okay, if you had troubles, mm-hmm. okay, and you were telling me about them, mm-hmm. You might say, well, blank, troubles too. That doesn't do it.
And I was thinking, well, you've got troubles too, you know, why should I bother you with them?
Yeah. What about referring to yourself, though? Let's say I was telling you about my troubles, and you knew that you had troubles. What would you say about your own?
No, I just listen. Not really.
Yeah. I don't think these questions are very good at all. It's hard to.
What do you think they're trying to get at, and that maybe I can help tell you what I think I would say? Spontaneously.
Well, I think probably this has already come up spontaneously somewhere or other. And if I listened back over the tape, I'd probably get it. You could say, for example, I have my troubles or I've got my troubles.
Uh-huh.
It's not even an important question.
Uh-huh.
I think what they're after might be the first person singular there. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. At least that might be an interesting thing to bring up. I might come back to these sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. You said that your house was, or the place you live was made out of brick.
Mm-hmm.
This you would call what, a frame what?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
I'd call this a garage apartment with a concrete block and aluminum siding.
Okay. What about the place where you grew up?
I call it a brick home.
Brick home.
Yes. Can you see though? You can